Okay, so this will be the second podcast episode that I'm recording today. And so welcome, listeners, to another episode of Critical Weight Theory, where this time I delve into the fascinating world of talent shows. Well, a specific talent show, Ukraine's Got Talent. You know, it's a bit of a unique gem in the realm of televised talent competitions. And specifically, I'm looking at one person's talent. But I do want to mention that Ukraine's Got Talent is part of the renowned Got Talent franchise, created by none other than Simon Cowell. And, you know, a lot of us either love that guy or hate him, or have a love-hate relationship with him. I'm not even the biggest fan of reality TV or, you know, these talent shows and competitions myself. But nevertheless, sometimes I do appreciate some of the featured competitors. And since its debut in 2009, this show has become a celebrated platform for aspiring performers to showcase their skills to the world. And let's give some credit where it's due. Some people who appear on these shows probably wouldn't have had much of a chance if they hadn't, you know, auditioned and been featured. So you got to take the good with the bad. I mean, sure, we can point out flaws in the premise of competing for entertainment and all that, but at the same time, there are some positive aspects of it. You know, from singing sensations to mesmerizing magicians, Ukraine's Got Talent features a diverse array of acts that never fail to captivate audiences. Well, I guess if they do fail to captivate people, they get voted off the island, so to speak. But amidst the sea of that talent pool, one name stands out, at least from what I've seen, and that is Ksenia Simonova, and I'm probably mispronouncing her name. You know, maybe the K is supposed to be silent or something like that. But anyway, Miss or Mrs. Simonova's journey to international fame began with her participation in Ukraine's Got Talent. At least as far as I know, that's where she got her start. Using nothing but a light box, sand, some occasional sounds, and her hands, she creates intricate and emotionally charged scenes that transcend language barriers. Should definitely check it out. She's got quite a lot of imagination, you know, and talent, and she really convert a lot of people into fans of sand art, I would say. That's another good thing about that particular artist. She's really breathing life into a form of art that a lot of people probably didn't really consider that much before. Her performances are more than just art, though. They're profound narratives that touch the hearts of everyone who witnesses them. Well, almost everyone. You know, I would say anyone that matters, you know. I guess if you're not a fan of hers for some reason, you could let me know, but I kind of don't really care that much about your critiques of her stuff, because at the end of the day, you know, I don't see much to disagree with as far as, like, what she does. I don't see any major flaws in her execution, her ideas, or anything like that. I think a lot of what she does is, or from what I've seen, is just impressive, almost objectively. Simonova's ability to evoke powerful emotions through her sand art earned her not one, but two golden buzzers on different editions of the Got Talent franchise. Beyond the confines of the Ukrainian stage, Simonova's talent has taken her around the globe, from America's Got Talent to performing alongside symphony orchestras in the presence of royalty. Her artistry knows no bounds. I mean, ideally, we will still have the ability to travel around the globe in the near future. But, you know, with the way things are going, it seems like chaos is going to ensue. But you know, that's why we need artists like this, so we can stay relatively grounded in sanity and stay in touch with our humanity. What sets her apart isn't just her skill either, it's her ability to connect with audiences on a profound level. Her sand stories resonate with people from all walks of life, making her a truly universal artist. And again, I'm wondering if anybody would disagree with that, but I also kind of don't wonder, because I fail to see what could be gained from critiquing her craft and her ultimate contributions to the world of art overall. I think she has really a lot of, I don't want to say innate talent, but definitely a lot of imagination to what she does. And I suppose if I was to come up with one critique of hers, it would be that she too much tugs at a person's heartstrings. Like, you know, I'm sounding like Simon Cowell right now, like, or like one of those smart-ass judges on one of these shows. But, you know, if I was to come up with one critique of hers, that's what I would say. But see, I already sound like a jerk for saying that. So I'm gonna walk that talking point back here. But anyway, as we look at the various acts of hopeful future stars on these talent shows, I think it pays to ponder the endless possibilities of talent around the world. And remember that maybe you have a talent and you just haven't tapped into it yet. Maybe a show like this could actually inspire you to get out and do something. You know, maybe sand art is what you are skilled at. You know, go ahead and give different things a try. You'll probably find something creative that you can do. And that could be necessary in order to avoid whatever sort of negative contributions you could make. You know, if we all spend a little bit more time creating stuff, I think we'd spend a little less time destroying things. And who knows, perhaps one day we'll find ourselves exploring the world of Top Model United Arab Emirates on this podcast or something, or delving deeper into the captivating realm of talk shows, like the Jerry Springer type of stuff, and the crappier kind of reality TV shows that are out there. I could do that. Actually, I may have said this before, but one of my cousins is a reality TV star, or at least was. I don't know if she's still on any of those, but on the show, I think it's called Life After Lockup or Love After Lockup, she appeared on there. I'm talking about Lizzie Comus, or Elizabeth Comus. That's my cousin, if you've ever seen that show. And so, as much as I can make fun of reality TV, I'm kind of held back a little bit because I'm kind of making fun of my cousin a little bit. It's not that I know her that well or anything. Like, I can't say I've really stayed in touch with her over the years or anything, but she's in my family. So, yeah. Let's see. Well, that's basically all I have to say today. So thanks for tuning into the episode of my dumb little podcast. I'm sure I'll have a little bit more of a serious episode in the near future, but I've got to go on a road trip tomorrow night, and that's for jury duty. So I figured I'd have a little bit of a fluff piece to just kind of relax before my time on the road and time in the courtroom and that kind of stuff. So until next time, keep discovering and celebrating the remarkable talents that make our world shine brighter. And you know what? It might not hurt to shine bright yourself with whatever talents you have. Go ahead and keep on searching. You'll find something if you haven't already.